one way of looking at and learning more about transition experiences for individuals who use AAC is to look at the long-term outcomes for individuals who use augmentative and alternative communication. London Light, in a study in 2001, did an outcome study to measure the impact of augmentative communication interventions in a variety of domains. So they looked at outcomes for 7 young men in a wide variety of areas: language development, literacy skills, educational status, their satisfaction with life, their levels of self-determination, a wide variety of measures. These 7 young men had originally participated as when they were preschoolers in a study that Light, Collier, and Parnes did in 1985. All these individuals had a diagnosis of cerebral palsy. All were between the ages of 19 and 23. All of these individuals had significant speech impairments and had used augmentative alternative communication for at least 15 years. At the time of the follow-up study in 2001, these individuals used a variety of augmentative systems to communicate. So some used high-tech computer-based augmentative communication systems, others used low-tech communication boards, many used a combination of both high-tech and low-tech.